And welcome to the Tuesday, April 17th, 2012 Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting. This is a regular business meeting for us, and so the first item on our agenda is requests from visitors and speakers from the floor. This is for people who want to speak to us about items that are not already on our printed agenda. I have James Wilson signed up to speak about a police item. Is that right? Okay. Well, that sounds like an item not on our printed agenda. So why don't you come on up to the podium, if you would, and address the board.
Hi, everyone. I'm James Wilson. I'm a member of the Carborough Commune. I want to bring to your attention several events which have occurred in the past few weeks regarding the Carborough Police Department. Nearly a month ago, I was stopped in Charles Wilson Park by a Carborough Police Department officer. After ordering me to stay on the path to avoid eroding the park, he appeared to remember me from several Carborough commune actions in the past weeks, during which I observed and recorded police activity. He asked me for my identification, which I declined to give him. The officer then gave me an extended monologue during which he cautioned me against involving myself with the Carborough Commune, claiming it was a, and I quote, a dangerous anarchist group. They were sure to do, and I quote, something serious soon. He told me that if I continued to participate in this type of activity, it would, and I quote, end badly for me. Towards the end of the speech, he took on a more threatening physical posture and informed me that the police would, quote unquote, come down hard and come down fast if the group continued to act in what he considered a dangerous and lawless fashion. He then let me go. In addition, 2 weeks ago, I was observing a homeless man I knew being interrogated by Carborough police on Main Street. I sat on a bench across the street and watched, noting down the three-digit numbers displayed on the police vehicles parked nearby. I noticed one unmarked car, whose license plate I could not see from my position. The officers eventually left without serious incident, at which point I stood up and walked to Weaver Street Market. After making my purchase at said market, I cut back to Main Street through the back parking lot of the police station, where I noticed the same unmarked car being parked. As the officer parking the car entered the station, I noted down the license plate for future reference, at which point I was stopped by another officer, a plainclothes officer. He questioned me as to why I was writing down tags and car numbers. After making little progress in this line of questioning, he called two other officers to the scene and asked me for my identification, which I declined to give, North Carolina not being a stop and identify state. He insisted, and when I refused, he ordered me to place my hands in the car and submit to a search. I did so. After the officer obtained my identification, he demanded to know my current address, which I gave. He entered my ID and current address into some type of form, gave me my ID, and allowed me to leave. License plates, especially police plates, are a matter of public record. I don't believe this officer had the right to subject me to this, what I consider intimidating and invasive behavior. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Jackie?
I was just going to say, he left, that I'd like to refer that to the police department for a response.
Sure.
To hear both sides of the story.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Could I just add one thing? And to take this into context, because we received a similar complaint about asking for identification previously, so I would hope that both of those could be addressed by the police department. According to these two reports, it seems like it's happened more than once.
Yeah, and David, I don't want to place too much weight on, any particular report, but, I would be concerned if there was any foundation to the notion of profiling people based on their political associations or attempting to intimidate citizens based on that. And I do believe it's okay for citizens to observe police activities as long as they're not interfering with them, and that's not sufficient grounds for the police detaining that person, as it's reported. And I'm not saying there's not. I agree with Jackie that there's certainly another side to that story that we should hear. But
Carolyn's out all this week, but certainly we'll give you a full report when she gets back. I was familiar with one of the incidents in the parking lot over at the police department where someone was looking in the windows of the cars, and it did concern the police officers. I didn't know, you know, who they spoke with at the time, but we'll give you a full report on everything.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That brings us to our proclamations. We have two proclamations tonight. Is there someone from Kidscope who's here? Come up and want to be up here. I'll just read this and then I don't know if you
want to
say anything.
Really?
Just
thank you.
Okay. All right, great. Well, whereas Child Care Services Association, the Orange County Partnership for Young Children, Kidscope, the Orange County Preschool Interagency Council, and the Durham Orange Association for the Education of Young Children are celebrating the Week of the Young Child under the national theme of Early Years Are Learning Years. And whereas the organizations are working to improve early learning opportunities, which are crucial to the growth and development of young children and to building better futures for everyone. And whereas making sure children are ready to learn is a community endeavor that involves parents, child care providers, policymakers, businesses, congregations, and communities, community agencies. And whereas early care and education is a viable economic development strategy that nurtures the beginning of the talent pipeline workforce based on research that confirms that children with early learning success are more likely to finish school, more likely to attend college, and more likely to be employed. And whereas high-quality early care is critical for the towns of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and the County of Orange's future success in support of the current workforce of a majority of families with young children who rely on child care to work, to reduce employee absenteeism and turnover, and to support the school readiness of our youngest children. And whereas, in order to support the stability and success of families, comprehensive, bilingual, evidence-based family support, health, early intervention, and literacy services are offered to young children and their families. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I'm Mark Chilton, the mayor of the town of Carrboro, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim the week of April 22nd through 28th, 2012, as the Week of the Young Child, and acknowledge that early years are learning years, and the ages of birth through five are the most critical time in children's development, which builds the foundation for later success in school and life. So, I
want to present that.
All right, great.
I want to thank you very much for your support. Sure. We really appreciate it.
All right, good one.
Thank you.
All right. And then, as long as I'm here, is Jeff here? Come on up. So, I'll try to get through this faster, sorry. This is just a proclamation designating May 2012 as Bike Month and May 9th specifically as Walk and Bike to School Day, and the week of May 16th through 20th as Bike to Work Week. Whereas the League of American Bicyclists is promoting May 2012 as National Bike Month and the week of May 14th through 18th as Bike to Work Week, and the National Center for Safe Routes to School and the League of American Bicyclists are promoting May 9th as National Bike to School Day. And whereas the Carrboro Comprehensive Bicycle Transportation Plan recommends promoting these events, and the town has been named a silver level bicycle-friendly community by the League of American Bicyclists. And whereas promoting bicycling as a mode of transportation helps the town of Carrboro progress toward greenhouse gas reduction goals. And whereas the League of American Bicyclists, when a short trip is made by, according to them, when a short trip is made by bicycle instead of a single occupancy vehicle, it prevents 3.6 pounds of pollutant per mile from being emitted into the atmosphere. And whereas a lack of physical activity plays a leading role in rising rates of obesity, diabetes, and other health problems among children and adults, and bicycling is a fitness activity that may lower these health risks, now therefore be it resolved that I, Mark Chilton, the mayor of the town of Carrboro, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim that May 2012 is designated as Bike Month, May 9th is designated as Walk and Bike to School Day, and May 14th through 18th is designated as Bike to Work Week. And so I'll give that to you, Jeff Brubaker, who's our transportation planner for the town of Carver. I don't know if you wanted to add anything.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Mayor and Board of Aldermen. As the town does every year, there is a number of events that I will go through very quickly that the town, working with Town of Chapel Hill, local businesses, and nonprofits, put on to promote Bike Month and to celebrate bicycling as an efficient and healthy mode of transportation. May has been recognized as National Bike Month since 1956. It's usually done in conjunction in the Triangle with the Smart Commute Challenge. The Smart Commute Challenge challenges employees across the region to take alternative transportation to work. That's usually in the spring. It'll be in the fall this year, so stay tuned. And these are the dates as the proclamation stated. And we always do a quick recap of the events we did last year. We did a bike on bus demonstration during Strawberry Day at the Farmers Market last year. We had Dave Deming, who is, of course, a Chapel Hill Transit bus driver and avid cyclist, teaching kids and adults how to load their bike on the front of the bus and thus increase their range using alternative transportation. We had a bike breakfast. There were about 100 attendees, including several aldermen who came. And there was free food, raffle prizes, and tune-ups. And it was held across from Armadillo Grill, right by the Libocotton Bikeway, so it was good exposure to folks who are commuting by bike. It got some press, too. It was covered by WCHL. There was a really good attendance. So, and then finally, there was a Chapel Hill Carboro bike ride where the two towns worked together to have a leisurely cruiser ride for all ages through town. And it starts and ends with celebration, food, and music at Wallace Parking Deck in Chapel Hill. So this year, we got a head start on Bike Month by having a critical mass ride, which happened yesterday. This was organized by the Recreation and Parks Department. So recognize Anita and Julie, and they could answer more questions about this event. But if I get these numbers right, there were 87 attendees, including 40 kids. So, and Curious George was there, too. So we can't forget about him. And let me just also state that Critical Mass Ride, it's the second one the town has done, working with the Recyclery and Spoken Revolutions and the Carboro Bicycling Coalition, and it really teaches kids how to ride on the road, but in a safe and kind of controlled setting. We also acknowledge that the police department provided two officers to help out with the ride as well. The Rec and Parks Department also has two courses, Introduction to Bicycle Safety and Basic Bicycle Commuting. They are meeting starting in about a week. So if anybody's interested in signing up, they can go through Rec Connect or talk to Anita or Julie, and their spots open still for both of those programs. Great. And then finally, I also wanted to acknowledge there's a bikeability workshop that's being put on by the town of Chapel Hill, which caters specifically to children with special needs and letting them know how to bike safely. So this year we also happen to do will be doing the events that we did last year. The bike on bus demonstration will be Cinco de Mayo. It'll be during the Strawberry Day once again. So come on out and look for the Chapel Hill Transit bus parked on Laurel right in front of Town Hall, and come by and try loading your bike on the bus. And then Tuesday, May 15th this year is the bike breakfast. Same location as last year, the municipal parking lot across from Armadillo Grill. And then the Bike Chapel Hill Carboro ride is now called the Spring Roll, and that will start in the Wallace Parking Deck as it did last year. So there will be a route stop at Town Commons as well. So with that, that's just a very brief preview of the events, and be glad to take any questions.
Thank you for doing this. I want to reiterate one of the announcements that you made, and that's the basic bicycle commuting class. That's a project of the Recreation and Parks Commission, Eric Allman in particular. And I think I would really love to encourage people to go to that, because it's going to teach you how to use your bike for commuting, how to use your bike to go grocery shopping, how to run errands, how to ride after dark, what to do in bad weather. So all those reasons that people may not use their bike, this is going to be like teaching folks how to do it. And the Rec and Parks Commission is real excited about it, and Eric's put a lot of work into it. So I encourage people to go.
Yeah, I want to also encourage folks to do the spring roll. That was pretty fun. I did that last year. My family and I did that last year. And it's a nice ride that kind of meanders through Chapel Hill and Carborough and goes back to Chapel Hill. It was a lot of fun. Jeff, I had a quick question. Do you know why the Smart Commute Challenge was moved to the from the spring to the fall?
I don't know.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I'd just like to thank all the folks who have been involved in this, because I know a lot of the folks on the Transportation Advisory Board are involved and put a lot of effort into it, along with the Recyclery and the Bike Coalition. But I also would like to encourage folks to go to the bike breakfast, which is pretty fun and tasty.
And win a raffle prize.
Jeff, I want to thank you for all of your work, but I also want to thank all the citizens, because obviously there's several bike groups that have joined together, and that, I think, it really speaks volumes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. All right. I believe that brings us to our consent agenda, Mr. Manager.
Mayor, members of the board.